You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. A special event is being organised in Harrogate to help raise awareness of tinnitus. It's often described as ringing in the ears, but several sounds can be heard, including buzzing, humming and whistling. The condition can also be associated with things like vertigo, which causes a spinning sensation. We've been speaking to Leanne Taylor from the Yorkshire Spinners Support Group.
Yorkshire Spinners started in 2013, I have a balance disorder called Meniere's, which is an inner ear problem. There are many different balance disorders out there, but mine is an inner ear problem, which means that I don't walk in a straight line. I sway and fall to the left, and I have vertigo, which means that sometimes I feel like I'm spinning, either I'm spinning or the surroundings are spinning around me. So sometimes I have to lie down and wait for it to pass, or I feel quite sick. So I can be either inside or outside, which is quite scary. And people outside, you know, the public will like look at me and think I'm drunk. So I thought, well, I'm feeling quite lonely being on my own with this, so I want to start up a support group where there are other people, you know, out there that might be going through this as well. And I found others that were going through it. And so I've met quite a lot of lovely other people, and we help people to understand, you know, what they're going through. Sorry.
And have you found that a lot of other people are in your situation?
Lots of other people, yeah. It's people are struggling with things like not being able to work, not being able to drive. It affects relationships. It's the isolation. It's the loneliness. All those sorts of things that we can help with.
So when you meet with the group, what sorts of things do you do? Is it a case of just talking, or do you do sort of activities?
Sometimes we do activities, but generally we have discussions with the group. It depends how people are feeling. Some people want to talk about how they're actually feeling on the day. Other times we have speakers talking on various subjects. The one coming up in October, we have homeopathy, talking about how that can help us. We have an audiologist coming from the hospital about coping strategies on hearing loss. Then we might have people talking about their various coping strategies, how they've coped when they've been at the hospital getting their diagnosis. We meet once a month at Community House on East Parade from 2 till 4 o'clock, and carers are welcome too.
And have you found it really beneficial yourself since the group started?
Yeah. I've made lots of friends, and it's helped me, and it's helped my husband too, who is also a carer. He's found it quite beneficial because, obviously, as a carer, there's been nothing for him to be able to talk to somebody else that's, you know, been sort of caring out there. You know, trying to find somebody that understands balance issues is quite difficult. You don't get the support from doctors and health professionals. They haven't got the time to sort of to talk to us about all the other issues that go on. They can tell you the medical side, but they can't tell you the other things, that the day-to-day things that you have to cope with. So to be able to sort of talk to somebody that's going through it is nice, really. Normally the Meniere's Association that I belong to do Balance Awareness Week in September, and normally I just hand out leaflets to the members of public either at the library or at the local hospital. But this year I decided that more awareness was needed to show the public and other health organisations around the town that, you know, these are the issues that we're all coping with.
Yeah, that's half the battle, isn't it? If you can get people to understand, so there's people who see you and think you're drunk, if they actually know what the issue is, they will hopefully be a bit more understanding and accommodating.
Exactly, and they'll be able to help us in an emergency rather than ignore us. You know, if we're out in town and they see us, they're not going to go past us and ignore us. They'll actually might come up and say, can we help you? If they see us in town, sometimes they just like look at you and think, yes, you're drunk, we're not going to help you, and walk away. Whereas other times we might actually need help to come up and say to us, can we offer you some support? Would you like an ambulance? Or we might not want an ambulance, but you know, just somebody to be there and say, is there any help, anything we can do to help, rather than ignoring us, would be lovely.
So this event, where and when's it going to happen if people want to come and find out more?
Right, well, the event is happening on Tuesday the 13th of September, and it's at St Peter's Church Centre on Cambridge Street. So we're having Action for Hearing Loss. North Yorkshire County Council are coming. The Falls Prevention Team are going to be there. They're going to be able to tell people about how to prevent falls in the home. Their assessment team, the Living Well team, are going to be there to be able to tell them about assessments and how they can have assessments for equipment, anything like that they need for in the home. The police are going to be there to talk about driving and balanced, you know, how to be careful of things like that. The fire brigade will be there to be how to be careful with balance and fire safety. And then there's going to be various speakers during the day as well. So things like how to be relaxed as well, doing the various sort of exercises. So we'll look forward to people coming.